Welcome to the Mountain Music Magazine podcast, a monthly show devoted to the history of traditional music. I'm your host, Kilby Spencer. You can visit Mountain Music Magazine online at mountainmusicmagazine.weebly.com for interviews, videos, and a wide variety of information related to mountain music. On this week's episode, we're going to hear from some of Albert Hash's influences. You can read much more about Albert and his musical history in the Mountain Music Legacies section of this month's blog. Albert's biggest influence was the legendary G.B. Grayson, a blind fiddler born in Ashe County, North Carolina. He moved to Johnson County, Tennessee when he was just 2 years old with his family and lived there for the rest of his life. He made some of the most influential 78s of the 1920s with guitarist Henry Whitter that influenced musicians everywhere. One of those was Albert, who eventually traveled and played music with Whitter after Grayson's death. Here are three of the finest fiddle tune sides by Grayson, in my opinion. We'll hear Train 45, Sally Gooden in the key of G, and Cluck Old Hen.
Train 45 leaving Terminal Station, Atlanta, Georgia. Oh, you ought to have been uptown and seen that train come down. Hear the whistle blow 100 miles. Oh, Lord. Darling, I hear that train coming around the bend. Blowed like she'd never blow again.
Train 45.
Going up the track, bring my little woman back. I'm tired of living this way. I'm a-going after Henry.
Train 45. Where are you going, George?
I'm a-going to Laura Bloomer, Tennessee. Where are you going, Henry? Blows like she'd never blow no more. Oh, no. If this train runs right, see my woman Saturday night. I'm 900 miles away from home. Thank you. muddy. I'm so drunk that I can't stand study. Thank you.
Up next, we'll hear from Fiddlin' Arthur Smith, the king of the fiddlers. Albert learned many tunes from his recordings, including Little Brown Hand. Arthur was the most influential fiddler of his time and popularized or composed tunes such as Florida Blues, The Blackberry Blossom, and Lost Train Blues. We'll hear tunes from three different time periods in Arthur's life. We'll first hear his early recording of Lost Train Blues, backed up by the Delmore Brothers. We'll move forward to the 1950s and hear a home recording of Arthur and his son Ernest playing Arkansas Traveler, followed by a recording from Bean Blossom, Indiana in 1969, recorded near the end of his life, as he plays Sally Johnson, backed up by Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys.
Here's an old-timer here, Arkansas Travelers. Thank you.
Bean Blossom, Indiana, here at the Brown County Jamboree, has always been a great place for old-time fiddle music. I have two friends here that I want to call out here one at a time and let them do some fiddling for you. We have an old-time fiddler from the state of Tennessee, worked on the Grand Ole Opry for many years, and I'm going to get him to come out and fiddle a number for you here this evening. I know you will be glad to see him. He's got a lot of friends in this part of the country. And his name is Arthur Smith, and let's give him a nice hand.
Thank you a lot, friend. Mighty happy to be here. I'm going to play an old break down here, Gear G, called Sally Johnson.
Thank you a lot. Thank you. It's good to see Arthur drop by the festival here, and we couldn't afford to not bring him out on the stage and get him to do a number for you. I would like to make a little announcement right here. You know, we have shows here every Sunday, and we bring in different stars from all over the country and more from the Grand Ole Opry in any place. We have some folks that's going to be here this coming Sunday that's worked a lot on the Grand Ole Opry, and the man has worked a lot with people like Roy Acuff and Johnny Jack and people like that. Shot Jackson and Donnie Darnell, they're going to be here this coming Sunday, and they'll have a fine show. They come by to catch the Bluegrass Festival. They're here today, and they will be here next Sunday, and the show will start at 2:30 and again at 7:30. So don't forget Shot Jackson and Donnie Darnell.
Our next song will feature a Victor Label 78 by Northwestern Louisiana fiddler Hyder Colvin. He's playing one of Albert's trademark tunes, Rabbit Up a Gum Stump. I believe Colvin plays it in a different key than Albert, who played it in G. Regardless, I'm fairly certain this is Albert's source for the tune.
Thank you.
Now we're going to hear a couple of tunes from Texas fiddler Bill Northcutt, Albert Hash's source for Hangman's Reel and Old Sport. These two tunes come from an LP on the Stoneway label called Old Time Hoedown. Thank you. One of Albert's trademark tunes was Pretty Little Indian. Up next, I'm going to play his source for the tune, which comes from another Stoneway label LP, this one by Texas fiddler Earl Garner. Following that, you'll hear the first recorded version of Pretty Little Indian by Curly Ray Cline with the Lonesome Pine Fiddlers, recorded for Starday in the 1950s. I've heard speculation that Curly may have composed the tune.
Thank you.
Hope you've enjoyed this week's Mountain Music Podcast, examining some of Albert Hash's sources for tunes. If you're interested in hearing more of Albert's music, visit www.fieldrecorder.com to purchase a CD.